Is powered by our vest. And right now we have Claire Bartley in here with us, and she's with Past Independence. How you doing today in this brave new world?
Oh, I'm doing great, thanks.
All righty. And I got to tell you, this has been kind of hard on the schools as we get prepared for distance learning. And first of all, tell us about PANS, and then we'll talk a little bit about distance learning.
Okay. Past Independence is a school, a private school for children with autism. We serve kids from age 3 all the way through adulthood.
And with the new things out by the governor and by the State Board of Education, how is this placing a change on how we conduct classes?
We have shut down classes just like the public schools in the whole state have done. So for the last week and then this week, we have not started instruction. Mm-hmm. But starting next week, we will start some virtual instruction and some distance learning for our kids.
How's that going to look?
We have several programs that our kids use typically in school, but for some of our kids, we'll need to provide some materials that their parents can work with them at home. I believe it'll be hard for our parents and our kids, but we're going to do the best we can.
I have no doubt. I have no doubt. Is there a possibility that maybe some of the classroom stuff could be made up after this pandemic has been, you know, subsided a bit or you know, finished?
We're hoping that if we can reopen in the summer, we can offer at least 7 weeks this summer of instruction. Mm-hmm. But we won't know that until later to see how the pandemic and the virus spreads.
Yeah, it's the big unknown.
Yes, it is. It's hard. It's hard to sit and wait all the time.
Now, Claire, one thing I do know is that you brought a graphic.
I brought several graphics.
Let's see what's going on here. What do you got? You got a story to tell, don't you?
You're going to have to tell me if you can see this.
All right, go ahead for it.
All right, so because of the pandemic, Past Independence is not holding our annual 5K fun run and in a typical fashion.
Mm-hmm.
We can't gather in groups bigger than 10, obviously, and we don't want anybody to get sick. So we've decided as a way to stay safe, we're going to hold our run virtually.
Oh, great.
And I know some of the other runs have done that, so we're going to kind of continue in that fashion. One thing we're trying to do this year is to involve more of the community. And one of our goals early on had been to help Bartlesville light up blue. Typically, April is Autism Awareness Month, mm-hmm. and that's why we hold our race then. But we also want to use our opportunity to light up blue. So this year,
We got the blue bulbs.
We have blue light bulbs that you can purchase or you can get your own to put up at your home. And then my goal is to have all of Bartlesville lit up blue to just symbolize our community is autism aware.
Good.
So part of the fun of the fun run is that when you run, you can register to run. I'm going to tell you the rules really quick.
That's cool.
You're going to register to run. You're going to do your 5K or your 1 mile on your own anytime during the month of April. And then take a picture of yourself and your activity tracker and post it to our Facebook page, which is Light It Up Blue Bartlesville.
All right.
When you do that, we will deliver a T-shirt and a light bulb to your house. We'll leave it on your doorstep. You don't have to have any physical contact. Or if you're out of town, we can mail it to you.
Okay.
So the best part is that you don't have to be in Bartlesville to participate. You can support a great cause from wherever you are. I have brothers in Indiana and California, and I am planning on them participating.
They better.
Yes, they better. So people can recruit their family members from all over the country to have fun, get out of their house a little bit, but still stay safe. And it kind of helps build a sense of community. And I think that's important for our families right now, for our kids. Our staff are excited to get to do something to support our kids. I'm going to show you our new T-shirt design because it's super fun, too. We decided to update, and I don't know if you can see this very well, T-shirts changed to Lighting It Up Blue during the pandemic of 2020. We're hoping it becomes a collector's item.
Oh, yeah.
So you can remember these days when you stayed at home with your family and remember hopefully the good times and the times that you were able to get outside and do something productive.
I like that.
Anyway, our families, when they participate and our staff, are going to tell a little bit about themselves and why autism awareness is important to them or why their child's important to them. So we encourage other people that are connected to the school mm-hmm. or that are connected to someone with autism to tell a little bit about why it's important to them. Also, Bartlesville CrossFit who has been a good supporter of our race for a couple of years, they had the idea to do partner runs. So they are planning on doing some partner runs. So we're going to allow that too, that you can race with a partner from anywhere in the United States, post your pictures together and your times, and we'll average them. So we'll have winners based on individual times and partner times.
That is really nice. I really like that.
Yeah.
That way, you know, if you're going to run, you can stay at least 6 feet apart from people.
That's right.
Or in my case, maybe 600 feet because I don't run very fast anymore. But anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. You still get the benefits of being outdoors, getting some fresh air, not being, you know, contagious or running into someone contagious, and doing a great thing for Pass the Independence.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
You know, there's a lot of good in there. So even though it's different, there's a lot of good.
Yes. And I think that we're pretty excited about doing this differently. So we're kind of thinking that we might do virtual races with a regular race next year, because it just gives opportunity for so many more people to participate.
Sure. You know, if there are people who've moved away from the community mm-hmm. and still want to support, you know, you can do that. So if you're in San Diego, if you're in New York City, if you're in El Paso, wherever, you know, you can be able to join that up. That's great.
That's right. And if you don't like to run, uh-huh. but you can walk a mile, you can still participate in the fun run, even virtually.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Oh, boy. You guys think of everything.
We're trying to make sure that you have the opportunity. And at worst case, if you don't want to leave your house, you can buy a shirt.
Well, there you go. You can just absolutely buy a shirt, and it all goes to
it supports our programs. Yeah. Typically, our race supports our summer programs. Since our summer programs are a little unsure whether we will be able to do that this year, they will just support our operating costs going forward.
That's great. Tell us a little bit about Pasadena Independence, if you would, in a general sense.
Okay. So we started in 2012 mm-hmm. As a very small school with just two students. Today, we have 56 students plus 8 adults that participate in programs. Okay. We're a full-day school. We're accredited by the state. Students, we have 22 elementary-age students, and we have 34 high school, middle school-type mm-hmm. students. So kids participate in regular academic instruction, just like at any other school, but we also make sure that they get occupational therapy instruction, communication, social skills, and we do a lot of job training for our older kids. Our goal is to get them ready to be independent in the world as much as they can, and then to really build a sense of community for our kids and let them feel like they belong.
Now, autism is a word that we've been hearing probably since the late 70s, mm-hmm. And it increasing awareness ever since then. For some folks who hear the word, but it doesn't really register, is there maybe some way that we can easily or try to simplify what autism is, the spectrum, and, you know, and things?
Okay. Yes. Autism is a developmental disability, okay. And students usually show signs by the age of 3. And you'll see frequently difficulties with communication and social skills. Those are kind of the hallmarks. We have found, because social skills are a definite deficit for children with autism, but we have found that our kids are used to having a community and they're really missing it right now. So socially, even though the skills might not be as strong as some other kids, they are still a big need for our kids. Mm-hmm. They need that time and they need other people around.
And this is where it builds when we're especially back in school and have that sense of community, and right. It really breaks down a lot of barriers, I imagine.
Right. We're hoping with our virtual learning we can do some video chatting and some chat rooms and things like that so that they can see their teachers and they can talk to each other and have that opportunity to interact. So.
Well, this is going to be different, but it sounds like you've got a lot of things really ahead of the curve.
Yeah, we're really trying to make it still a meaningful experience for our kids.
Now, with our run again, before we leave, some folks may have seen a little bit about what we were doing, but the run is going to be virtual this year?
Virtual in April. You can register at www.pathstoindependence.org.
Okay. And once again, if you don't want to run, you can walk.
Or just buy a T-shirt.
That's the thing.
Or a light bulb.
A light bulb.
If you just want to light up your house so people know.
Okay.
Oh, or a yard sign.
Or the yard sign. You got to. Why not get the trifecta,
man? So many options.
So many options to help. Well, Claire, I want to thank you for coming in today. I really appreciate all the hard work that you You do it to what I would call the school in my neighborhood, because you're just right around the swerve from me. And really appreciate you coming in today. And I know that that PATHS is going to meet all the challenges and probably supersede.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you very much for being here. Right now it is 8:45, and this Community Connection has been brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors, right here on K1, the one you trust. Stay tuned. We've got more information ahead for you on K1.